Go back to the items that were pulled from consent. Please read 1005.
Amend a contract with Schwerz Technologies, Inc. to include pre-allocated funds of $450,000 for handheld parking enforcement device replacement and infrastructure modernization.
And who pulled this, please?
Mr. Lightning pulled this.
Good morning.
Good morning, folks. Mike Krebs, Division Manager for Parking Enforcement. I'm here to talk about this particular amendment. So I'll start off with, real quick, we've been with Schwerz for almost 15 years, and currently we operate the Schwerz handheld X600. It is beginning to wear out, and we're looking to purchase a new handheld. And to give you some background
like
on the
old cell phones, you know, the old cell phones that were as big as a brick.
That is big. But what happens, what good thing about this, the actual paper actually prints out here, so you issue the citation here, and it comes out on this side right here. So it actually is kind of nice, but they're doing away with this. This is going bye-bye. And now we're going to go to the TC750, which is a little smaller, which then you then have a printer on your side. And I think what I want to make clear on this contract is, so we've been with Schwerz for 15 years, and in 2014, we wanted to take a look at some other handhelds. We put out an RFP, and we chose Schwerz again for a five-year contract with an option to renew for five additional years. And so that meant the contract expired October 9th of this year. And what happened is that we were testing this out. And in mid-September, I talked to Ira. I said, Ira, let's go ahead and proceed with purchasing these. And as we went to proceed to purchase, we realized that the $450,000 that had been set aside had not actually been placed in the contract. So it actually slowed us down. So two things are at play here is that the contract expired, but we have procurement services has assured us that they can renew it and make it retroactive to October 9th. And that we can actually add the $450,000 into the contract so we can then purchase these new handhelds. And one of the things I mentioned before, we have an option to go five additional years. I've chosen to only go two with Schwerz. And I want to make sure that this new handheld works as they say it's going to work. I didn't want to commit to a complete 5 years. But I request that you place the $450,000 into the contract, which will soon be signed and retroactively set back to October 9th, which will allow us to start making purchases if you folks decide to go ahead and add it to the contract.
Do you have any, Madam President?
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. I had also asked to have this pulled because I also noticed that the contract had expired.
Correct.
And I was wondering why we were buying equipment from from a company where the contract we have has expired.
Yeah. you want me to explain that further?
No, I think you just did.
Okay.
Didn't you? Unless you got more.
No, I thought I explained it further. I just want to make sure I'm correct.
Oh,
that's my fault.
No.
I should have started earlier. I should have known that it would take longer than this. And I should have also known that we had to take the $450,000 from our budget and put it in the contract. That's totally on me. Ira can say I told you so.
You know, I have no problem with that. I mean, you know, we all sometimes get behind it stuff. I didn't have a problem with that. But I am very happy to have on the record that there is a process currently happening.
Correct.
Where there will be a contract. I didn't want to give you $450,000 and you didn't have a contract.
Correct.
To actually do the work that we need to have done.
Right.
So in the 2 years, what is your plan? I have two questions, actually. One, is there a penalty for signing a two-year contract versus a five-year contract, which means is it going to cost us more because we have a shorter contract? No?
No, there's no penalty. One good thing about it is this particular machine right here, the hardware, if we decide in 2 years to go to somebody else, all they've got to do is take it, and we can use the exact same hardware. We don't have to go out and buy new hardware, which I think this will last more than 2 years.
Okay.
And there's other vendors out there with software and operating systems that this will work on. So we feel comfortable with that.
Okay. You feel comfortable with that? I feel comfortable with that. Thank you.
I appreciate
that. That answers
that.
My question.
Thank you.
Anything else to add?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Kind of fighting a little bit of a cold, not talking too much.
Okay.
Thanks for being here, Mike. Thank you very much. So we'll take public testimony. Thank you.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet, but...
Right. Anybody who would like to testify on this?
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. For God's sake. Please state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to talk about this contract.
Good morning, Commissioner. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson for the record, and I'd pretty like to thank Commissioner Hardesty for her diligence and seeing that we had the small glitch with the contract date here. This is something I can look forward to y'all unanimously improving. It's a TriMet pay. Many bizarre and obfuscated things happen around here, but my understanding is that parking revenue helps fund TriMet, perhaps more even than TriMet fares fund TriMet. So I'm not sure if that's accurate or if you want to comment on that, but I appreciate you buying this lighter weight, more efficient equipment for the people who have to lug it around all day. I'm not sure how many of them have groovy city bicycles. That'd be another tidbit that'd be interesting to learn, but thank you. I look forward to your unanimous support for this. Thanks.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Karma. One of the issues I have on this is that there was actually a not to exceed price on the contract, the original contract of $1,057,000. Now with this allocated money transferred over, it kicks our amount up to $1,457,000. I have concerns on that. One of the issues I have a concern on also is on the handheld device of the X600. It was my understanding we were having some problems with the citation data and losing that data. I am currently at this time requesting the auditors to do a complete audit on any and all information. And was this in any way jeopardized by any type of a cyber attack through Trojan horse, spyware, or anything else that could have done this? So I want this to be looked at very close. My next position is that they said that there was a problem on the software back 2 years ago, yet my understanding, what was done to correct that problem? How much money did we lose, and do they have any type of insurance to cover our losses before we negotiate and sign into this new contract? Again, we clearly had a problem here of losing citation data. This is a big problem. Where did that data go? Why did we lose it? And was there is there a reason now that we need to be concerned? My other issue on this is that we need to follow up on the breach of contract on this agreement, because they were supposed to implement the corrections in a timely manner, and did this company do that? Yet now we're coming back and we're going to renew the agreement with them. So I have some very serious problems at this time on this whole situation. I would like to have this held over on a vote, because I think this needs to be looked at very close. Again, loss of data, what happened, what was the problem, and how much did the taxpayers lose of the money? How much did we lose? This is a big concern to me that I think needs to be addressed. Other than that, I have a problem with dealing with these companies out of New Jersey, which this company is out of New Jersey. I like more local companies. I don't like to be giving our money to New Jersey, sorry. But I think we should look at this very close and understand they were in breach on this contract. I take it very serious. I look at this as a cybersecurity attack, and I want to understand what happened to this data. Thank you.
This is an emergency ordinance. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
And the